A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us again this week. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Ger.
Now, we're going to start with a query that's come in, and anyone's got any questions or queries, get them into us now on any of our numbers. My wife and I have been married for 15 years. We generally have a good relationship, but at times I feel as if my house is not mine. When I was at college and also in my working life, I shared houses with groups, both men and women. There was always a sense of respecting the other person's space and tolerating their ways and habits, except maybe if they were extreme. This is what I miss in our marriage. Now, my wife tends to dominate the house, how it should look and be run. I just don't get a look in. I think this is a factor that's damaging the relationship. I was recently talking to a friend. He was telling me about the Men's Sheds program, and the idea was appealing to me. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Well, there are two issues there as far as I'm concerned. One is some sort of balance, and the other one is about communication. And I think there may be a problem in both areas, that there's not a sort of, you know, an easygoing sort of arrangement between the two of them. And it evidently sounds like that. So if that is not the case, then they're not communicating properly. He says that the relationship is pretty good, but, you know, it can't be that good if there's an area which is not dealt with, because anything that is not communicated and talked about regularly, if it needs talking, ends up in imagination and speculation and so on and so forth in both minds, and that can diverge and go in different directions. So what needs to happen, I think, are two things. One is they both get hobbies and interests outside of the house, and the men's shed might suit your man, but that's a very good thing anyway. I always recommend that people have hobbies, interests, and whatever it is, gardening, making things, painting, whatever, it doesn't matter, but having an interest outside of the home. And the other thing is improving the communications. And it sounds to me as if they're missing out on both of those, and it would be a very good idea to institute a program, some sort of an idea, and start working on it. And as I say, get a few hobbies, get some sort of sports going, get art or whatever interests you, but have a couple of hobbies. And I think that it's not a serious issue by any means, but I'd say a fairly common one in some households.
Yeah. And if, look, the men's shed might be the situation, might help the situation, but if he does that and doesn't address the other side of it, that's not going to work either, is it? It'll keep festering.
It's going to continue, yeah. You have to communicate. And as I said, where there's a lack of communication, there's speculation, imagination, and everything else coming in there, which can cause all sorts of trouble if left grow. It's like weeds. You know, if you don't have a clear idea of what's going on, the weeds will grow, and you'll start imagining stuff and speculating. And it can go very, very uncomfortable places if you don't, as I say, weed it out.
Yeah. Okay, keep your comments and views coming to us on that. Just wanted to mention, by the way, we're giving away a pair of tickets to Toke's Us at Chiemsetira Tralee on Wednesday, April 24th. That's coming up next Wednesday night. This is Mary Conroy's Toke's Us. Brilliant show every Monday night from 8 p.m. here in Radio Kerry after Terrace Talk. Brilliant show involving Maura Begley, Francis Kennedy, John Kinsler, Brian Murphy, Elmery O'Dwyer, Brian O'Leary, and the mighty Sean O'Shea. So if you want to be in a chance of winning a pair of tickets this morning, 066-719-1224, leave your name and your contact details there, or text or WhatsApp TOGSOS, T-O-G-S-O-S, and your name to 083-300-3300. Competition terms and conditions of relational data protection are available on RadioKerry.ie. I will announce the winner at the end of the show. So quick run in this competition this morning. That's TOGSOS. Call 066-719-1224 to be with a chance of winning a pair of tickets to the TOGSOS live show at Chiemsetira next Wednesday. We'll have more with Tony McGinley after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, we're talking a problem shared with Tony McGinley. Get your questions and queries into us on the program. Listener gets in touch, and a query coming in, Tony, from a listener who says, in my late 60s, I always thought life would get easier as we got older. Our children are well married to lovely partners. My problem is that all sorts of negative dark thoughts get into my head. I think I was too old for this, but it happens. I don't have a reasoning voice around me. Even if I did own up to the black thoughts, the thoughts are about being of no use in the world and about nobody really caring about me. I can't know if I'm right or if I'm just off with the fairies. They really upset me, these thoughts. It would help to hear some discussion on this. What do we think, Tony? Difficult situation.
Yeah, but a very common one. I mean, I have a bit of that myself from time to time. I think every human being that is a thinking human being, not, you know, out there making money or killing people or whatever. But if you're thinking about life, there come a point, even when you're much younger, there comes a point where you hit, as it were, a crossroads, and you have to ask yourself, what's life all about? Am I just going to fade away and wake up dead some morning or whatever, you know? What needs to happen is to maintain some sort of positive outlook. And if you're not, I spoke about that in the last one there as well, if you're not taken up with something that is productive, that is helping other people, that is good in society, that is honest, then you have room for all sorts of weeds to grow in your head. So what I would say here is it's very, very, very important. If you're not involved in charity work of some sort or other, if you're not involved in do-it-yourself or art or something or other like that, that involves other people, then you are, as it were, locking yourself away. And if you lock yourself away in a tower, you know, you're going to feel that way. And so many people, unfortunately, so many people end up, as it were, isolating themselves. And it is a shame, because it's quite easy once you get started, of course. Once you get out there and start helping other people, and I think that's the essence of it, really.
Yeah, and this person can feel it might be happening gradually, Tony, for this person. It isn't a situation whereby, like, hopefully not, that this is a medical thing, that they've been struck with it and they need medical help. They can maybe do something about this. If not, if it gets more serious, they'll need to get professional help.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm the first to call for somebody if they're in that situation where they're backed up against the wall and they can't move. Yeah, absolutely, go to your doctor, talk to a counsellor, whatever. But most of these sort of situations are literally just life backing us into a corner if we let it. And, you know, I don't care what age you are. I mean, I'm looking at some of the people who are very elderly in the world and who are very productive. And if they maintain that, they will live up to 100 or whatever age, and they will still feel that there's a place for them in the world.
Because that they're of value, I suppose, and they're counted, and that they have a life worth living is the key thing.
Absolutely. And that can be very simple. It can be just putting a few hours in a charity shop. It can be getting involved in some sort of local committee. It can be anything. And of course, I think the arts and the crafts are very important to nearly everybody. But unfortunately, there's two type of people. There's one sort that go crazy on the crafts, and, you know, the house is full of whatever they're doing. And that can be all over the top sometimes. But there needs to be, as I say, something that keeps us focused on life and living. And the most important thing, I think, apart from the hobbies and crafts and so on and so forth, is helping other people. And as I get older, I mean, I put in a few hours in a charity shop, I do various things, and I'm on a couple of committees and so on and so forth. But if you're not doing stuff like that, there's too much room for the weeds to grow in the back of the mind. And that, I think, is the problem here again, you know?
Yeah, that's a fair point, that's for sure. Okay, Tony, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us on the programme this morning.